Good morning and welcome to episode 19 of Ask the Doc, Life Lessons You Should Have Been Taught in School. Hi, I'm Dr. Tony Vasillo, your host. Imagine if schools actually paid attention to identifying skills early on in life for a young student, and then promoting and leveraging those skills over the next 12 years instead of using mundane routine nonsense that they all get, leaving the kids befuddled about life after graduation. This is why I did the podcast. I started this podcast because I recognize after 20 years of teaching in the university system that most kids just leave the university with a very little understanding of general life lessons, how to buy a car, how to buy a house, how to invest in the market, what about the future, how to invest in a 401k, what about retirement. This podcast will work for anybody, 16 to 60, you know, that sort of stuff, but I directed it towards my students. The life lessons that kids need to succeed are just not taught in schools for the most part, and most parents just don't have enough time to teach the kids about these fundamental life lessons. Again, that's what this podcast is all about. This particular episode deals with how to resolve conflict while understanding the impact that personal bias, upbringing, stereotyping, cultural influence, exception, and even perception has on conflict. This episode is going to follow the original format, so I'm going back to the idea of a success tip followed by a stock tip, which today is going to be interesting because it's an index fund, not an individual stock, and then followed by the topic at hand. Okay, the first success tip for this week is all about or centered around having the mindset of the rich and famous. Not the dumb and famous, but the rich and famous. Okay, it's all a matter of perspective. As Shakespeare once said, perception is the editor of reality. Loosely stated or loosely meaning, what that says is that we look at the world through a different set of lenses, most of us. If I tell a joke in a room of 50 people and tell the first person in line the joke, by the time it gets to the 50th person, the original intention of the joke or the meaning gets lost, and that last joke that gets told doesn't even resemble closely to the original joke. If you see a car accident outside and 10 people view it, you'll get 10 interpretations of what happened simply because of perception editing their reality of what happened. So this is really, really important. The whole idea here is perception and perspective is everything, and you need to modify or reframe your thinking so that it's more positive and deals with the positive elements of these particular phrases or emotions as opposed to the emotions themselves. So reframing goes as follows. Problems become challenges. Rejection becomes redirecting. Depression becomes calmness. Anxiety becomes serenity. And fears become lessons. So the idea is to take those things, put them up on a board in your room and your office and your house and your car, and understand you should be attacking life as a pessimist, not attacking life as an optimist. That doesn't mean I'm Pollyanna to think that there are no problems in life. Of course there are. And yes, life throws you curveballs and teaches you very harsh lessons. But those who get ahead typically have a really good positive outlook on life. Okay, next is the stock tip of the week. Pardon me. I'm changing things up a bit. I'm actually recommending an index fund. The fund today that I'm recommending is called iShares Core S&P 500. It trades at about $400 a share, has a very low expense ratio of 0.03%, and has returns as follows. The past 12 months, 30%. In 3 years, 11%. In 5 years, 15%. And in 10 years, 13%. What does that mean? Loosely translated, at 13%, a 10-year return, the fund will cause your money to double every 6 years. Now, because of the heavy price of this index fund, you may want to try to buy it through a drip or one of the apps, SoFi, or one of those that allows fractional shares. That would be the way to do it. All right, next is our discussion on conflict resolution. I will discuss the definition of conflict resolution, the causes of conflict, and finally, the best ways to resolve it. Conflict resolution can be defined as the informal or even formal process that two or more parties use to find a peaceful solution to a dispute. A number of common cognitive and emotional traps, many of them unconscious, I might add, can also exacerbate conflict and contribute to the need for conflict resolution. There are many causes of conflict, including things like personality differences, incompatible goals, perceptual anchors, differences in perspective, personal bias, greed, entitlement, deceitfulness, stereotyping, cultural influences, upbringing, political leaning, communication style differences, information conflicts, and conflicting perceptions. So that's a lot. There's a lot of causes of conflict. And most of them have to do with a difference of opinion, generally coming from the things I alluded to: background, upbringing, cultural differences, what you heard at the top of the stairs when your parents were talking downstairs, and even perceptions. When it comes to resolving conflict, don't focus on the result, the win. Focus on the habits and behaviors that you want to change in order to resolve the dispute or the conflict. Resolving conflict takes five critical skills and two additional tactics in order to resolve it in a professional and calm way. These skills include, first, active listening. As the saying goes, you have two ears and one mouth, so listen twice as much. During any sort of dispute or conflict, those who run over other people, interrupt them, and constantly don't listen get viewed as antagonistic. You don't want to do that. So active listening. Two, impartiality. Being unbiased, acting like Switzerland, okay, taking an impartial and a neutral stance on the issues when you go into them. You shouldn't have any predetermined notions about it. Number three, patience. Conflict resolution requires a great deal of calm and extreme level of patience. Four, emotional intelligence, which means managing your emotions and taking control of the conflict by managing the other person, the disputed party, if you will, their emotions. Emotional intelligence requires a great deal of empathy, so make sure during the conflict resolution you put yourself in the other person's shoes before attempting to attack the issue. And finally, open communication by using empathy and willingness to be unbiased. Post these skills in your office, put a little sticky note on your computer, put it in your car, whatever you have to do. Rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 in these five skills in terms of how good you are at these, at employing these particular skills. Then it's super important that you learn two additional crucial tactics to use to resolve conflict, and these are my two favorite. The first one is called the point of agreement tactic. Here's how it goes. A conflict develops between you and one of your subordinates. She comes in and says, I deserve a raise. I've been here 3 years and I deserve a raise. You feel she hasn't performed well enough to deserve a raise. The point of agreement tactic, how it goes, is you use words that cause the message to be received without any rancor. Something like this. Mary, I realize you feel very strongly that you deserve a raise. I agree with you that 2 to 3 years without a raise seems totally unfair. I also agree with you that as a company, we need to be more consistent in the application of the human resource policy associated with wage increases by not playing favorites and making sure everybody is treated fairly and equitably. All right. However, the bottom line here is you're trying to agree with them first, agree with their pain. Follow up with offering your point of view. You first agree with them on a few of the issues, and then you offer your point of view. The second conflict resolution tactic is my favorite. It's called feel, felt, found. Feel, felt, found. It is another form of point of agreement, and here's how it goes. Let's now imagine that Mary comes back into your office and she says, I deserve a raise. Here's your response. Mary, let me first thank you for sharing your feelings with me today. I feel very strongly myself that we could come to an amicable solution. I have often felt exactly the way you feel right now, but I have found over the years that collaboration works better than the individualistic approach. And the final conflict resolution initiative is to better understand your coworkers, your subordinates, and even your life partner. And that tactic, as I mentioned earlier, is to take in another episode, by the way, is to take a free DISC test online. DISC stands for Dominant, Influential, Steady, and Compliant. It's a personality test that basically gives you an understanding of how you behave in a leadership point of view and how you behave under stress. For example, I'm an ID. I'm considered, at least from a personality test point of view, to be relatively inspirational and influential, but you push me into a corner and the Italian fangs come out. So that's a really good tool to use with coworkers, with subordinates, and even with your life partner to get a peek at why people behave the way they behave. A lot of times it's just differences in approach to whether it's leadership or the world at large. Okay, finally, in order to properly resolve conflict, you should follow these seven steps. Step number one, identify the conflict and set aside a specific time to discuss the issue. Two, have a witness with you at all times. Always in a conflict resolution at work, have a witness. Number three, ask the other person if they are audio taping the session and that you do not consent to the taping. Number four, request a full explanation of the conflict without any judgment. Number five, discuss setting common goals for the conflict resolution session. Something like, by the end of this session, I hope to accomplish X. Six, discuss ways to accomplish the goals together. Seven, agree on the path forward. That's it for now, folks. Please remember to consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, becoming part of the Patreon family where you get those secret episodes. As I mentioned earlier, the secret episodes attached to this main episode are going to give you much more additional kind of insight and also resources to use, books to read, seminars to go to, courses to take on the issue of conflict resolution. As I always tell you, please leave me a review, leave me a like, a dislike, a comment, what you'd like to see differently, what you want more of, what you want less of. I'd love to hear from you guys. Remember, Carl Jung once said that everything that irritates us about another individual can lead us to a higher level of understanding of ourselves. That's it for now. Signing off, this is Dr. V. Have a wonderful week.